Babe, what's going on? What are you doing? Babe, why is... What? Leave? Why would you have to... But no, you don't have to leave. Wait, just hold on a second, okay? Just, what's going on? No, baby, hold on. Just talk to me, okay? Just, huh? Oh, no. Sweetie, you're panicking again. No. Hey, just listen to me. Just come here. It's okay. It's okay. Just, here, give me a hug. You're okay. It's okay. All right? Oh, no, honey. No, don't cry. It's okay. Oh, shh. It's all right. It's okay. You're okay, sweetie. I promise. Now, could you maybe tell me what's going on? You're just what? What is it? What? What do you mean, not good enough? You're... No. It's... Huh? For me? No. What would ever make you think that? You feel like what, baby? No. It's all right, baby. Just calm down and take some deep breaths, okay? Just take your time. I'm listening. Okay? Oh, you don't feel that you can quite express your love for me? Oh, sweetie, no, come here, it's okay, here, let me comfort you, okay, no, it's okay, you're fine, you are totally fine, no, You do show your love. Of course you do. Oh, honey. You always have. Yes, you do, baby. You really do. You're doing great, babe. I know that it's hard for you to, you know, do the public displays of affection, but it's okay. I get that, but I do see that you're always trying, and it just, it means the world to me. Okay? Huh? Well, of course I have plenty of examples, baby. Let's see. Oh, you remember when I had that fight with my parents? I remember. I was so angry. I think I would have pulled their heads off if not for you. I remember texting you about how frustrated I was and then just without even asking, you called me and we talked and I ended up opening up a lot about my relationship with my parents, and that was our first month together, too. And you just listened to me complain about my parents just for hours. But you listened so well, and I really felt as if you, you know, like, Like, you understood where I was coming from. And after we had spent hours talking on the phone, you had finally asked if I wanted to come over to your place for the first time. I didn't expect that, to be honest, but I really needed that. You seemed to know exactly what I needed. And maybe you still do. You know, I always imagined the first time coming over, it would have been this big planned thing that we would have to, do at some point. But I needed it then, and you knew that. Not only that, but you had to go to work in the morning. And still, you stayed up for hours just listening to my problems. And we stayed like that, just cuddled up on the couch together until I fell asleep in your arms. And after which, you tucked me into your bed and then you slept on the couch. Even though you told me that you had to get up in the morning, you still left a note next to your bed just in case, with some breakfast you'd even made for me so I could have something when I woke up. You remember that, don't you? Well, see? That obviously shows that you love me. And it does remind me that I love you and maybe you are an amazing person. Baby, I love you so much. Trust me, baby. That is not my only example. I have a bunch more. Well, let's see. Oh, like that one time on my birthday when you woke me up with breakfast in bed? Oh, or that one time you taught me how to bake a cake, a while after which you made me one for our anniversary. Even though we were just gonna relax at your place and not really do anything special. Well, of course I'm right, silly. I told you so. What's more is that's just the tip of the iceberg of all the things that you do that just show how much you love me. There are so many other things. Well, let's see. You do tell me at least twice a day. And aside from that, you listen to my worries all the time. We cuddle up on the couch constantly. We kiss often and do everything that other couples do. So, do you see what I mean? Hey, remember when we got this apartment? Back then? You were living in your cozy one-bedroom apartment that was close to the college that we went to. And I still lived with my parents, which was incredibly stressful. And we had just graduated, and I really, really wanted to move out. So you just offered for us to just live together. Of course, we didn't fit in your small apartment, so we had to go looking around for something with a little... Oh, okay, a lot more space. But I was so happy when we finally moved in together. It was definitely one of the best decisions of my life. No doubt about it. And, well, so far, I don't regret it at all. Not even a little. Baby, you have always been there for me for these past couple of years. And I love you. And I know you love me back. You show it every day. And yeah, you do like your space. But you needing your space just... it doesn't equate to you not showing your love for me or you not loving me. Alright? I get it. Baby, I get you. Okay? Here. I wouldn't give you up for anything, sweetie. Okay? So no. You don't have to leave for me. Alright? I do hope you feel a bit better now. Aw, I love you too, baby. And truthfully, I am looking forward to spending the rest of my life with you. Okay? Alright, so, what do you say we... I don't know. How about we just cuddle up a little bit on the couch? What do you say? Yeah? Alright. That sounds really good. That's good. There. So, are you nice and comfy now? That's good. Hey, if you'd like to, I just kind of want to stay here for a while. Is that okay? Aww. I love you, sweetie.